South African fans groaned in disappointment as their team came close to marking a goal against rival Iraq, but could not score on several opportunities. The match ended in a 0-0 draw, leaving some fans disappointed. But not so Saddam Maki, who bills himself as the number one fan of the South African team. Dressed from head to foot in team colors of yellow and green, and sporting an outlandish hat and oversized glasses, Maki believes his team can go all the way to the finals.
I like to see my team in South Africa to meet Italy or Brazil at the final, because that will be a marvelous one. But we must try to support our players, to encourage them, cheer them, and end of the day will be the winner.
Fans from many other African countries also shared in the excitement. Timo Bashia from the Democratic Republic of Congo said the first Confederations Cup to be held in Africa was a source of pride for all Africans.
You know, we've been waiting about this event for more than 4 years, for the first time happening in Africa. So this is a moment, believe it or not, it's happening today.
Host South Africa and World Cup champion Italy are playing the winners of the 6 Continental Cups, Brazil, Spain, Iraq, Egypt, New Zealand, and the United States. Musa Abubakar from the Ivory Coast says during this tournament, all Africans feel they are South African.
All of us, we are proud of South Africa, and I think the South Africa is going to give us the best and going to show us the best football. And we think so, we hope South Africa is going to win that cup.
The football world governing body FIFA announced 4 years ago that the Confederations Cup and the much larger World Cup would be staged in South Africa. The government has been building or refurbishing 10 stadiums, expanding the transportation network, and building additional hotel space. Organizers have also had to counter persistent concerns about security. But Musa Ali from Zanzibar, Tanzania, said that after opening day, it is clear that these concerns were unfounded.
The preparation was good. Everything, I think, is okay. The stadium, you can see, it was full. Everybody was happy. People, they were scared about crime, but everything is under control. People are walking freely. The hotels coming outside, no problem. Doing their shopping as usual. Exploring. Everything is under control.
The first round of the tournament is to be completed by Sunday. The top 4 teams that emerge will then compete in elimination matches, leading to the final 1 week later. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.